Hush.
Can't you just tell us what we did?
I don't know what you did, and if I did know, I still wouldn't tell you. So, ha, 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 ha.
What are you guys doing here?
You tell us.
I'm sure it has something to do with you. I haven't done one bad thing this week.
Oh, please. I know you put that big snapping turtle in the teacher's toilet.
You got it on video?
No.
Then I didn't do it. Why are we in trouble?
Stop asking that.
Principal Franklin just asked us to bring you all here. Now, Sam.
Attack! Help! I'm being attacked by teacher!
Hey, people, people, people!
Cheese and rice. You can put your bat away. Thank you for bringing them here.
Our pleasure.
What are you gonna do to him?
This is a private matter.
Private matter.
I miss all the good stuff. I don't deserve this, you know.
Now.
Why are we in trouble?
You're not. I just need a favor.
What, you need someone hurt?
No.
You want someone to disappear? Because my Uncle Carmine can easily...
No! My daughter's birthday is coming up, and she's a huge fan of iCarly.
Oh, well, then I bet she's pretty.
So what's the favor?
Well, I thought it would be, you know, neat if I could say happy birthday to her on iCarly.
Oh, sure.
Really?
The boy doesn't make the decisions, all right?
We need to, could you...
Certainly.
Should we?
Well, yeah, but our next show's already full.
So we'll bump something.
Fine, let's bump Gibby.
Oh, no, he got his hair done up all special.
Whatever, we'll make it work.
Okay. Sure. We'd love to have you on the show.
Great. Oh, man, Emily's gonna be so excited.
Principal Franklin?
Yes?
Here's your ointment.
Thank you.
Everything all right?
Yes. It's just that the other day, while using the teacher's restroom, I was bitten by a turtle.
Well, bye.
Good luck.
Pantalones. In 5, 4, 3, 2... Where's Carly and Sam?
Upstairs. Carly's taking a shower and Sam's up there putting Gibby in a toga.
Oh, Gibby.
He got his hair done up all special.
I know. What's that, new sculpture?
Nah, this is a mechanical bull. It has all the rage and power of a real bull.
So what's it for?
For to ride. See, you sit on it and then you power it up and it like whips you all around in a frenzy of mechanical jerks and spasms.
Ew.
Yeah, and you try and hang on and not get thrown off. I found it in the junkyard.
What's that stuff sticking out of the top there?
I don't know. I'm not sure I've got all the parts in the right places yet. Hey, want a little preview?
Sure, why not? Yeah, have fun sitting on that.
Spencer's an artist who makes insanely awesome sculptures.
It's true, he do.
Now check out this new one he made just a few weeks ago.
We call it
Those Gigantic Pants.
This gigantic pants sculpture was made by Spencer,
along with some actual prisoners,
two of which tried to escape by...
Hello.
Is there another prisoner in there?
No, that's not a prisoner. Oh.
It's our very own principal from Ridgeway High School, Principal Franklin! Now, is there some special reason why you're here?
Yes, there is, Carly and Sam. I'm here to say a special happy birthday to one of your biggest fans, my daughter, Emily.
Yay! You hear that, Emily? Happy birthday from all of us at iCarly! Woo! Now let us celebrate with the dropping of balloons.
And multicolored feathers.
Okay, Bull, prepare to be ridden. But I warn you, when I was a kid, I used to ride a very rambunctious pony named Princess. And he could never throw me off. We'll start with level one. La Bamba! So that's how it's gonna be.
Now, Emily, since we have your dad right here with us,
and since it's your birthday,
we thought you might be psyched to see him play
one of the most popular games we do here at iCarly.
Hey, what am I sitting on?
Okay, Principal Franklin,
are you ready to sit on something weird?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Give me the blindfold, please.
Nice hair.
Thanks. I had it done up all special.
Okay. Can you see?
I see nothing.
Excellent. Now come this way to the Chair of Wonder.
Okay, now before you sit, we're gonna show the freaks at home the secret item you'll be sitting on.
Very good.
The secret item is
fudge balls.
Okay, Sam, fill the Chair of Wonder!
Filling the Chair of Wonder!
And 60 seconds on the Gibby?
60 seconds.
Okay, Principal Franklin, you have 60 seconds to tell us what you're sitting on.
My butt is ready.
Okay, then. Come around here.
Prance.
Just sit right
and
there. Perfect. Good job. Okay, go!
I feel kind of round.
Oh, yeah, you're round.
Is it golf ball?
No, 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 no. Not golf ball.
Is it dumplings?
No, no, come on, get down. Hey.
All right, Bull. You might throw me, but now you can't hurt me. Hey, Jude!
Franklin, for being here.
Oh, thank you, guys. And happy birthday again, Emily.
Oh, and remember, no fudge balls were harmed during this web show.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, right, a man sat on them.
Uh-huh.
Well, bye.
Arriba.
And we are clear.
Sam, are you ready for this?
Sure, tell me.
The last iCarly broke our record for most viewers ever.
900,000 people watched?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
I know. I checked it this morning.
Principal Franklin!
Guess what?
Yes.
That last iCarly you did with us.
It was our most popular one ever.
Ever!
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's the matter?
What's wrong?
My boss, Superintendent Gorman. It wasn't so popular with him. I've been fired.
What?
Why?
Dude, we gotta stop doing that.
Why would he fire you?
He said it's unbecoming of a principal to to emerge from gigantic pants and to willingly sit on fudge balls.
But it was just for fun.
You were hilarious.
Thanks. But he disagrees.
Oh, yes, sir.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
You guys be good, all right?
Come on. Hey, Superintendent Gorman.
What do you want?
Whoa, deep voice. Can I feel your Adam's apple?
Sam.
What are you... Stop that!
Careful, Superintendent.
She's dangerous.
You didn't need to fire Principal Franklin.
He rocks at his job.
I don't need children telling me my business.
You need someone.
Easy.
Now get to class, Puckett.
Yeah, you too, Benson.
Were we talking to you two?
Young lady, you will speak to your principals in a respectful tone.
What?
Them?
Miss Briggs and Mr. Howard are your new co-principals.
Now get to class!
Yeah.
Does the cafeteria have chicken tots?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Take me to them.
The two meanest teachers in school are our new co-principals. Sam?
I need to hit something.
Okay, okay. Just hit my backpack.
You sure?
Yeah, I got 4 textbooks and 2 sets of gym clothes in here. Do it.
School actually got worse.
Be quiet.
I don't want to be quiet. I hate these clothes. Wearing blue and khaki makes me feel like a nub. No offense to you and the other nubs of the world.
You better not criticize the dress code out loud.
Why? It's not like they're gonna hear me. And how come we gotta...
Sam Puckett, to the principal's office.
Huh? Why?
I heard you.
You know, Carly, being Freddie Benson, I think Miss Briggs and Mr. Howard are doing a great job as our new co-principals. I'm so scared.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gibby.
How's it going?
Bad. Mr. Howard just gave me detention.
For what?
For being too Gibby.
How can you be too Gibby?
That's what I said. But, you know, not everybody gets me.
Oh, I get you, Gibby. I get you like a rash.
Question is, how do I get rid of you?
Baby powder?
That's double detention.
But baby powder gets rid of rashes.
Triple detention.
Volcano!
Don't you think you were a little too hard on him?
What makes you say that?
Well, he's vomiting.
You wipe that look off your face.
This isn't a look. It's just my face.
Well, you should get your money back.
Okay. We've got to get Principal Franklin his job back.
Shh, don't say that.
Carly Shay!
Oh.
To the principal's office.
Coming. I'm so scared.
Freddy's got you.
Hey, you're Bucky?
I know that.
Well, I really appreciate you coming over. You know you're the only guy in Seattle that teaches bull riding?
Where can I spit?
Spit? Well, there's a trash can over there in the kitchen. I'll go... Or you could do that.
So this is your bull machine?
Yeah, you know how to ride it?
Boy, I've ridden real bulls that would make this thing look like a fat lady's purse.
I see.
Real bulls that kick and spit and buck and try to stomp your chest till your ribs are broke and you're coughing up blood and mucus.
I just want to learn to ride this. Wow, that is so disgusting.
It you want to learn how to ride a bull, then you've got to learn to think like a bull.
Well, my dad always said I was bullheaded. You would hate my dad.
Get down on your hands and knees.
I'm sorry?
Get down!
Hey!
Now, when I climb on you, I want you to try to throw me off.
Climb up? Oh, no, I don't think this is a good idea.
You want to learn to ride that tin can of a bull, or don't you?
I'm not sure anymore!
Try to throw me off.
Okay!
Yee-haw! Come on, boy, you can do better than that.
I don't know, this is so new to me!
We all know why we're here. We've got to find a way to get Principal Franklin his job back. Sean?
If I come up with a plan that helps us achieve this goal...
Yeah?
Would you consider being my girlfriend?
If you come up with a plan that completely smooths out the Middle East, I'm not going to be your girlfriend.
All right. We called Principal Franklin and he should be here any second. So when he gets here, I want you guys...
You want to buy a donut?
No, we're having a meeting.
Why'd you stick the donuts on that way?
What are you saying?
Well, they're donuts. They have a hole right in the middle.
But you put the stick through the sides.
Man, this is embarrassing.
He's here!
So what's this about?
We want Briggs and Howard out.
Yeah!
And we want you back as our principal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Would you be my girlfriend for just 1 hour to prove to my mom...
Sean!
Look, kids, I'm flattered that you all miss me. But Superintendent Gorman made it very clear.
I know, but he's going to be at school tomorrow.
And we're trying to come up with some kind of plan that
will
get him...
I'm not interested in playing games. Anyway, Gorman's not the kind of man who changes his mind.
You want to buy a donut? I fixed them.
No thanks, but could you point me toward a restroom?
It's over there.
Hey, I got a plan that might work.
So? He doesn't want us to do anything, so what's the point?
I don't know. Maybe we can talk him into trying something when he comes back out.
He didn't seem too into it.
Hey, T-Ball! March smoothie, blueberry blitz!
The blitz!
Oh, hey.
Why are you here? I thought you had a bull riding lesson.
I did, and my teacher put his butt on me. I don't ever want to think about him or that stupid bull ever again. Ugh, that thing is just a big, vicious torture machine.
Interesting.
Would you agree to be digitally photographed with me?
No, Sean!
They're right behind me!
Get under the desk!
Okay.
You! What are you doing in that chair?
We'll deal with her later. Where's the shirtless boy?
He's in the closet.
Gibby!
Gibby, come
out! Come out here! Gibby!
Gibby!
Where are you?
You can't hide! Hey!
Gibby!
There! Let us out!
Open this door! Unlock this door now!
Push like a man!
Attention! The meatballs are in the sauce!
Ooh, that sounds good.
Open the door now!
The meatballs are in the sauce! The meatballs are in the sauce!
He just got out of his car.
What's going on here? What? Hey! What? is how you run a high school?
No, no sir.
Control no. These students.
I am very disappointed in you kids.
We just wanted to show Superintendent Gorman that you're a better principal.
I told you I didn't want to play games. Now, all of you, get to class right now.
Not you three.
Why are you here anyway?
I came to pick up my last check, if it's all right with you. If you'll excuse me.
Ted. Why don't you stay? Please.
Harold, remember last night?
The casserole.
Please, my wife finally thinks I'm not a loser.
Well, you are. You too. Now, both of you, get going while you still have your teaching jobs.
Better hurry along.
Go. You'll stay?
Sure.
Arriva!
Welcome back.
Okay, you have no idea how psyched we are that you're back.
You are in big trouble, Carly. And so are you two. I was very clear yesterday when I told you all that I did not want to... What? What?
He's gone.
I love you guys.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Sam. It's Julia Delighter. I made you guys a beat, so I hope you like it. Nacho, oh, you'll see, but somehow the world will change from the being she's a wonderful book. Live life, prepare, but not so smart, we're gonna fit that bear and feel so wonderful.